With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Parkland, Florida school building where a gunman killed 17 people 6 years ago is being torn down.
About two dozen spectators stood just off campus as the demolition started Friday morning. The victims' families were invited to hammer off a piece of the building before the demolition began. Lori Al-Hadef, whose 14-year-old daughter died, was one who did, but she says the demolition brought back painful memories.
When the crane hit the building, it just honestly ignited that pain even further.
Al-Hadef, who's now chair of the Broward County School Board, says the school district will put up something where the building was that will be useful for future students. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Supreme Court strikes down a ban on bump stocks.
The Supreme Court's conservative majority found that the Justice Department under President Trump had overstepped its authority when it classified bump stocks as illegal machine guns. That was a change from previous administrations. The High Court found that bump stocks don't qualify as machine guns because each pull of the trigger still discharges only one round, even if those rounds are coming very quickly.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress will go to court to try to force Attorney General Merrick Garland to turn over the audio of the interview Special Counsel Robert Hur had with President Biden over the classified documents case. The House last Wednesday found Garland in contempt of Congress for refusing to turn over that audio. Kate, Princess of Wales, says she's making good progress in her treatment for cancer. In a rare statement, the British royal said she's undergoing chemo and that she has a few more months of treatment to go. She also announced that she will be attending a military parade Saturday to mark King Charles III's birthday. This is SRN News. America's largest Protestant denomination leaves the door open for female pastors.
The Southern Baptist Convention forbids women in the clergy as a practice, but it's not officially part of the organization's constitution, and it still is not, as delegates to the summer convention have failed to pass a measure that would have permanently banned women from being pastors. The vote fell about 5% short of the two-thirds majority needed to amend the SBC's constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban was defeated in South Carolina with the help of the only three Republican women in the Senate, and now they're losing their election bids. Voters in this week's primary handed losses to Senators Penny Gustafson and Sandy Sin, while Katrina Sheely has been forced into a runoff. After the three defected to the pro-abortion side, South Carolina lawmakers implemented a ban on abortion once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. This is SRN News. Markets ended the day with some gains, but more losses. We hear more on Wall Street's Day Friday from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Stocks hung around their record highs as Wall Street remained relatively quiet following another slide in Europe. The S&P 500 edged down by less than 0.1% Friday. That marked the first time this week where the benchmark index did not set an all-time high. The Dow fell 57 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%, marking another all-time high as technology stocks gained. Losses were sharper across the Atlantic, where European markets have been rocked this week by the results of recent elections. France's CAC 40 stumbled to its worst week in more than 2 years. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following a report on U.S. consumer sentiment. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.21%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A U.S. attack sub and a Canadian Navy ship arrive in Cuba. The U.S. Southern Command confirmed the USS Helena arrived Thursday. More details at SRNnews.com.